From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Casey Smith of Hobbs, who's accused of stealing an American flag from a protester earlier this year, was in magistrate court in Hobbs on Wednesday for a preliminary hearing on a charge of robbery. Judge Willie Henry bound the case over to district court. According to police reports, the victim was at a popular intersection in Hobbs, protesting by himself and holding an American flag upside down, as well as a sign with the acronym ACAB. A man identified as Casey Smith came over and snatched the flag away from the protester, stating that he has family in the military and found the victim's protest disrespectful. The New Mexico Secretary of State's office reports that it received reports of election misinformation claiming that Governor Lujan Grisham was planning to shut down polling locations throughout the state on October the 15th. Lee County Clerk Keith Maines sets the record straight.
That's just impossible. She can't do that. One's the time frame, because to do that, she'd have to mail a ballot to everybody in the state. There's no way to get a ballot to everybody in the state and get it back before November 3rd. People were just misinformed, and then they got scared, and so people ran to the polls to vote.
There were over 300-plus voters who cast their ballots to the Lee County Courthouse on Wednesday and another 300-plus on Tuesday. Congressional District 2 candidates, incumbents and Democrat Social Torres Small and four-time state representative Republican Yvette Harrell squared off for the second time this election season in what might have been the final debate Wednesday night from the KOB TV studios in Albuquerque. And Harrell made it clear that Torres Small says one thing and does the other.
You know, she works with anybody, but we all know she's going to support the Biden-Harris ticket. And we all know that they've already promised to raise our tax, promised to go completely green, which will kill our oil and gas industry.
In tracking polls, both candidates are virtually even, with 26 days to go to the general election on November the 3rd. A California company has been contracted to install new elevators at the Carlsbad Caverns. Funding for the $16.7 million project was provided by the Trump administration. In recent years, the elevators have malfunctioned and there wasn't enough money to replace them until now. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.